Welcome to Your Journey to Greatness Through Routine, a podcast designed to help you build a success routine. My name is Michelle Steffes, and I'm author of the book, and I'm excited to come to you today with more insights and ideas to accomplish your success routine, because it's not the big things we do, but the little things we do every day that make the biggest difference. So let's get on with the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast as we continue in this series on a new routine equals a new life. Yesterday we began a discussion on letting go of grudges, moving past offenses, forgiving, being able to let go of something that has tied you down and held you captive for so long that it's affected your health, your well-being, your state of mind, your ability to feel good and have energy and vibrance every day and feeling like you can move forward. And I know some of the things that I may be asking you to do may seem absolutely impossible. It may be so painful and so difficult and so, maybe even so huge that it's just unfathomable for you. But please hear me out through the rest of this, okay? And if you missed yesterday, I would encourage you to go back and listen from the beginning. I have a lot to say on this topic, but I'm going to try to condense it down into just two parts. So we're going to try to finish up today on what we started yesterday. But if you're just joining the series as a whole, I would encourage you to go back from the very beginning of the series. So I've had a lot of information on building that new routine. And recently we're in the thought process, but we've also talked a lot about habits and those types of things. So today, let's talk about acknowledging and relinquishing the control. How in the world do we do that? Okay, is it even possible to do that? Well, let's find out, okay? Refusing to forgive or to let go provides a feeling of control or power over the offender. That's why we do it. So we're not trying to necessarily hold on to yesterday or to the pain. But it gives us some sense of satisfaction in a weird sort of way. But the reality is that we can't control others. And we definitely can't change the past. In many cases, the offender is unaffected by our decision to hold them captive, by our refusal to let go or to forgive, be in unforgiveness. Our feelings of control are a mask that cover our true feelings. So here's some declarations that you can make to help you through the process. And this will take time, okay? This is not going to happen overnight. This is a process. Nobody just gets up someday and says, well, I forgive whatever, whatever, whatever. That just doesn't happen, especially if it's very painful. You've got to work through it day by day. It might take weeks, months, even years. But sticking with it and being willing to work through that process is the key here, right? So here's some affirmations you can make. I refuse to be a victim. I choose to cancel a debt I can't collect. I make the decision to be free and move forward. I allow God, karma, or the universe to be my vindicator and bring justice. I sever all ties and relinquish all control between myself and the offender. Now, step number 4 is next. So now we need to allow healing and restoration in your heart and mind, okay? Now you can't get to this point unless you've done the other parts of this. So day by day, make those above declarations and try to actually feel it, or at least use feeling. And choose a path of healing, okay? Every day, choose to be healed of this. In other words, you're raising your standards. Even if they want to keep their standards down in the dirt, fine, that's their choice. But you're going to raise your standards. You're going to rise above it. Allow your heart and mind to be filled with thoughts of love and compassion for you, for yourself. You're deserving of rising above this thing, okay? Take time to pamper and express love and appreciation and rejuvenation for yourself. Possibly some walks in the park, long baths, hanging out with friends, exercising, shooting some hoops, whatever. Whatever gives you a sense of wholeness and well-being, do it for yourself. And each time you do it, realize you're doing it because you know that you want back your wholeness and happiness. And then here are some more affirmations that can help you in the stages as you go through this of feeling healed. All right, so I am calm, secure, and hopeful. I am filled with joy and strength. I am an overcomer in all things. I am blessed and valuable. I am talented and highly favored, and I live each day with anticipation for a new life. All right? Now, allow yourself time. Feel free to express any emotions you have to. So you might need to cry, shout, vent, scream into a pillow, whatever. Share with someone you trust. And even in the moments of solitude, talking about your experience can be therapeutic. And if you need a therapist to talk about it, that's fine too. Prayers, journaling, meditation can also be effective in helping you sorting through your feelings. Again, it is a process. It's not just going to happen overnight. As long as your goal is to stick with it to reach the other side. All right? So I'm hoping that helps you with any feelings that you've had that are holding you back from moving forward. And I had to discuss that because the only way that you're going to actually be able to feel a sense of progress in changing and shifting your mindsets and adapting to new habits and behaviors every day is to get past some of these things that have held you back. All right? So the next piece to this is forgiving yourself. And I have a lot of words I'd like to share on that. But I am running out of time today, so we will try to come back to this tomorrow. I want to thank you again for joining. It's always a pleasure to have you. And I want to remind you to continue reaching forward and to create a sense of progress for yourself, whether it is working in unforgiveness or creating those new the power hour we talked about earlier on in the series, or working on new schedules and ways of taking back control of how you spend your time each day so that you feel like you're moving forward. All those things are incredibly powerful in creating a new routine that essentially will give you a new life, okay? And it's sticking with it long haul so you can rewire. This is Michelle Steffes, your Journey to Greatness Through Routine, inviting you back tomorrow. Thank you for joining me.